This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
The following podcast is hashtag Boone approved. It's time for another edition of the Brett Boone Podcast.
Remember when me and you almost went to blows? Lou sent me down three times too, so I know what you're talking about.
With your host, MLB All-Star, Brett Boone.
Bottom line is, you will become a successful major league hitter by hitting pitchers' mistakes.
As he sits down with his sports and entertainment friends from around the world.
You are not going to be a successful major league hitter if you hit pitchers' pitches.
This isn't just any former jocks podcast.
To change the outcome, you got to change the income. You got to change what goes in. Then that changes what goes out.
Often duplicated, but never replicated. Just like his bat flip.
Okay, now the party starts. The responsibility starts now.
Now in its fourth year, this is the one and only Brett Boone Podcast.
Welcome to a special edition of the Brett Boone Podcast. Today on the program, I am joined by a former teammate of mine, four-time World Series champion, and he's a Yankee broadcaster. Actually, he'll be doing the Yankee game today down in Tampa. Ladies and gentlemen, Jeff Nelson. Nelly, welcome to the program.
Great to see you, Booney.
All right, let's get to it. Garrett Cole's the talk. You know, everything... And rightfully so. Number one starter. I just went to see Doctor, and tell me if I'm wrong on this. Elatrosh, but the diagnosis is what we're hearing, what I'm reading online is 10 to 12 weeks. You see it on a daily basis. You're going to be at the game today. Give me your breakdown.
Well, usually you go see him. It's the Grim Reaper instead of Dr. Elatrosh. I mean, it's usually never a good sign. Usually it leads to Tommy John. But apparently they didn't see a tear. So hopefully that's the case, and he's going to be out at least 2 months, maybe sometime in June he'll be back, maybe in the beginning. You know, he's a very determined guy. He's never really had a lot of health issues in his career. I don't know what they're going to do for the 2 months that he's going to be out. I mean, offensively, they've really improved. But I think it's a good sign, and I think everybody still crosses their fingers that it is a good sign, and it's only going to be 2 months.
No, that's the thing. When I hear the you don't have to go under the knife, it's not Tommy John, a part of you thinks, okay, well, it's going to be okay. The other part is what you mentioned. It's like the unknown. Okay, do we get 2-3 months down the road, he starts cranking it up again, and oh, now we need to go get Tommy John. Now you've just wasted 3 months. So that's a right. Kind of a catch-22.
It is, and hopefully that's not the case because you know, we were talking a little bit yesterday, and you hope they don't make the mistake that if there is something that he may need Tommy John, why don't they get it right away? And then that way he's not, you know, he's just out this year and he's not out next year as well. If they go into the season and all of a sudden something happens when he starts trying to come back and you're talking June, then he's not pitching until maybe August of 25, maybe even September of 25. So, right now, I mean, you just have to go on what they say and you have to hope and pray that this is it. I mean, it's just something that he can rehab. Had a little trouble recovering from his starts. You know, nowadays, Booney, and you've seen it, you get all these different kind of diagnosis and all these, oh, you know, it feels like I threw 100 pitches and that's how my recovery is. I don't know. Everything is. New names for every kind of pitch, new names for different injuries. And, you know, you look at Aaron Judge, and I almost laughed, and hopefully he stays healthy as well. Almost laughed when you get an MRI on your abdomen. It's like, okay, I've never heard that before. But, and it's like these guys play all year round. And you're Aaron Judge. Where's the time off? So you know, it is something that's sometimes laughable with some of the diagnosis and the different names they have things for things. But you just hope that that's the case. Gerrit Cole's out 2 months and they got to figure out. And I wouldn't say step up. I don't think that Rodon and Stroman need to step up. You're paying these guys to be who they are. The fourth and fifth guy, that's the guy that needs to step up, not the ones that are twos and aces on other teams.
Well, let's talk about that rotation now. You got Rodon, who they came in a year ago, paid him a lot of money, expected him to be that number one type, to kind of be in that 1B role for Gerrit Cole. Last year had close to a 7 Ernie. Very disappointing. But he was plagued by a little bit of injury, too. Right. So we'll see what goes on this year. Rodon definitely expect and need to have a lot more out of him. You went out this offseason. They got Stroman, who's been kind of everywhere he goes. You know, he's had to reprove himself. So always got a lot to say. Bottom line, he's a pretty good pitcher. And I think they went out, and I think they did good. He was originally going to be in the three hole. Nestor Cortez and Schmidt were to round that rotation out. Now, with Cole being out, everybody bumps up one. Your thoughts on that, and is there an option for them? There's Blake Snell, who won the Cy Young a year ago, National League Cy Young Award winner. He's still out there. Montgomery had that unbelievable run down the stretch, ended up winning a World Series with the Texas Rangers, former Yankee. And then there's the, you know, oh, we're not really allowed to talk about it. Trevor Bauer sitting out there, you know, willing to play for the league minimum. Are those really realistic options for the Yankees at this point?
Snell's probably not an option because it's going to wind up costing them double. Is, you know, if you pay, you know, he went into the offseason thinking he was going to get over $200 million. You know, right now that's not happening, or, you know, nobody's offered that yet. You know, he turned down a deal with the Yankees, I think 160-180 million. I don't know what it was for a 5-year deal. He didn't want that. He's a guy that if you go out and spend $25 million, you're going to have to spend another $25 million in a luxury tax, and the Yankees aren't willing to do that. You know, Montgomery is the guy that he was with the Yankees. I don't think that he wants to come back only because the way – I don't want to say treated, but the way he left, I think he likes it elsewhere, and he'd rather go elsewhere. You look at Trevor Bauer, I'm not sure if the Yankees want to step into that. You know, I think he's a great pitcher, and I think he can – help any team. I think he probably deserves to be on somebody's roster. You know, he still has a lot left. But I don't know if teams, and obviously they're not because he hasn't signed, are willing to take that leap and take the baggage and take the, you know, the skeletons in the closet that he has. What they have now, the Yankees, you know, like I said, I don't think stepping up is the word for Rodon and Stroman. Those guys need to pitch the way they're supposed to. The Yankees gave him a lot of money to be that guy behind Cole. You were either a number one or number two on your other teams, whether it was the White Sox, Giants for Rodon or Stroman with, you know, you all over the place, Mets, Cubs, you know, Blue Jays. You know, I like his signing. I like Stroman's signing. I think you just have to see when that first hiccup comes at Yankee Stadium, how he's going to handle it. But those guys, they don't need to step up. Just pitch the way you're supposed to. Pitch the way that the Yankees paid you to pitch. The Clark Schmidt, the Nestor Cortez, they're the ones that have to step up. You know, they're young pitchers, and with Cortez, he's been around a little bit. He's been injured the last couple of years. So he's the guy that needs to take that next step. Clark Schmidt, take the next step. I read today that, they may go – opening day, they have no idea because they were slotted the way they are. It's only less than 2 weeks away. They might have to use the bullpen day. And as a bullpen guy, we get taxed anyway. And the way things are, pitch count-wise, these guys are leaving spring training at 85, 90 pitches. You're already killing your bullpen the first couple months. So to immediately go to a bullpen day, you know, that's a little shock. So, you know, they're going to have to figure it out, I think, internally, unless there's somebody else out there. You know, you look at that Michael Lorenzen, he's a number four or five. I mean, he probably could help out the rotation a little bit. Didn't end very well with him last year when he went to the Phillies. You know, you have that guy Clevinger that's still out there. you know, I don't know where they go, but I think wherever they do go, they don't want anything to tax, you know, to put pressure on that luxury tax.
I'll tell you, you're right. And I haven't even thought about that. I think Clevenger might be a decent option. You know, he was a pretty capable pitcher for a long time. He was, I think he was last with the San Diego Padres.
Yeah, I think he did wind up going out there from the White Sox.
Yeah, that, I haven't even thought about that. In your time, and, you know, we played with and against each other for a long time. I don't remember at this stage, barring a collusion-type year, I don't remember at this stage of the game such prominent free agents still being out there and not signed with a team, you know. And I haven't even got to a JD Martinez type,
right,
who came off another great offensive year, drove in 100, hit 30 homers. I know he's getting a little bit up there in age. He's 35 years old, but still very productive, huge clubhouse presence, guy that can really help young hitters. He's still available. And then you go with, obviously, the reigning Cy Young Award winner still out there, Montgomery, who has always been a good pitcher, but down the stretch postseason last year, man, I couldn't imagine doing better for yourself and raising your stock than the way he performed down the stretch playoffs, World Series. For them to be sitting out there, pretty strange at this point.
I agree. I don't like it. I think it's bad for baseball. Who knows what's going to happen in the next couple of weeks? I mean, you don't want to see these guys go into the season and all of a sudden sign the contract. I mean, who knows what Boris has up his sleeve with these guys. I don't like it. You know, they've always talked about there should be a free agent deadline as far as these guys have to sign by this date. But then I think it's hurting the player. The Players Association will never agree to that. Yeah, you're right. I mean, it never used to happen because teams are about, hey, I want experience, I want quality, and I want to win. And pitching was always one of those things that helped you win. And now they look at it. You just mentioned JD Martinez is 35 years old. Guys played well past 35, you know, 20, 25 years ago. Now they're looking at it saying, you know what? I got a 35-year-old JD Martinez that might cost me $10 million, $11 million. I might be able to get the same production at some two-year player that I can pay maybe $1 million or $1.5 million and save some money. So they look at it a little bit differently with the way their payroll is. It never used to be that way. Teams are like, okay, if there's quality guys out there that's going to help us get to the World Series, we're going to go get them. It's not that way anymore. And, you know, it's tough to see a Snell and a Montgomery, a JD Martinez. You saw Adam Duvall just signed with the Braves. So that was a good thing. It's tough to see those guys linger out there, and you're talking less than 2 weeks before the season starts.
Yeah, I mean, I know at this point, especially sitting on my lawyer, if I've got a Cy Young in my back pocket and I've got no suitors at this stage, I'm starting to go, wait a minute, what's going on? Real quick before we finish, you've got your hand on the pulse of that Yankee team. You've seen them this spring training. How are the additions looking? We're talking Soto. We're talking an under the radar pick for me that they got was Verdugo. I think he's going to be really good to add him in left field. Obviously, we got the Judge news. He's going to be out, but supposedly he's going to be fine. We're not worried about him for opening day. How's that ball club looking? How's that bullpen shaping up?
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Offensively, I think they're really solid, and I agree with you with Verdugo. I think it's a great sign. You know, he's going to hit you 280. He can lead off. He can hit anywhere in the lineup. He's a good outfielder. I liked him as a player. You always wonder, you know, about guys in the clubhouse, but, you know, I think it's a good sign. He's fit in well. You know, I think with Soto and Verdugo, they've answered a question about if Judge goes down at some point during the season, if Stanton, if they have any injuries in the lineup, I think they have two guys that stay healthy throughout the whole year that can help out. So offensively, I think they're great. Even Anthony Rizzo, we talked about this a little bit yesterday. I think he's looked a lot better in spring, and with him mixed in that lineup, I think if he's healthy, I think he's still productive. Pitching, even with Gerrit Cole, I think was always going to be the question. You know, you had Gerrit Cole, and that was somebody you never had to worry about. Now you do. because everybody behind him, you did have to worry about Rodon having the bad year. Nestor Cortez, how's he going to bounce back? You have Clark Schmidt and you have Stroman. How's he going to handle New York? I like Stroman as a pitcher. He's a great pitcher. Bullpen wise, they added the two lefties, Ferguson and Gonzalez from the Dodgers. Ferguson's got great stuff. Holmes, is he your closer every, you know, all the time? Is he your ninth inning guy throughout the year?
Luisaga.
I think that's a question mark.
How about Luisaga? He's coming back.
And Luisaga's got to stay healthy. I just read today that they're going to use him as a two-inning guy and give him a couple days rest and then pitch him again for two innings. I don't know. I don't know if that's what they're going to do. He's a free agent at the end of the year. He's another guy. He's got great stuff, but he can't stay healthy. So, you know, you never used to say that 25, 30 years ago either. Is, oh, if these guys stay healthy or if this team stays healthy. But that's all you say. And it's not just the Yankees. It's every single team. If these guys stay healthy, they're going to do something. They're going to be great during the year. You never used to have to say that.
You know, it's amazing too, Jeff. Since I've been, you know, and I keep a little closer eye on the Yankees for obvious reasons, but it seems like, man, health's really been an issue for them the last 5 years. Right. So I do say that. I said, Yankees, you got to stay healthy. You know what it's like to play in New York. You did it for a long time. You know there's huge expectations. You got a young Oriole team in that division. Tampa Bay, you know they're going to be there. It doesn't matter what they do. They give away their stars. They revamp, and they're always there pressing the envelope and fighting for a playoff spot year in and year out. You got the Blue Jays that are still good. Crystal ball, Jeff, and let's say the Yankees do stay healthy. Crystal ball, Jeff Nelson, who wins that division? Do the Yankees have a chance?
Yeah, I think the Yankees definitely have a chance to win that division just because of the offense that they've added. And I think they can do something with pitching. And I think they can win the division. But you just mentioned, I think it's the toughest division in baseball, maybe. You can even go out with the Dodgers with the, you know, the NL West. They have a really tough division as well. But you have Baltimore, Toronto, Tampa Bay. You know, Toronto's really good. Baltimore might be, again, one of the most athletic teams. It's going to be a tough road. I like the more balanced schedule, so I think it helps those teams in the East when you're playing everyone and you're not beating up each other with 19 games during the season. So I think the Yankees, if they stay healthy, I think they are definitely have a chance to win the division. They're definitely a playoff team. And if they can pitch, I think it's all going to be—it's all going to just be decided about how they pitch.
Jeff Nelson, I appreciate you stopping by, man. Tell Aaron I said hello today.
I will.
You talk to him in the fourth inning. And I'll see you this summer somewhere down the line. Thanks, Jeffrey.
All right, buddy.